We just want to reiterate, our programs are free and open to the public. If there is registration, it is through the library's webpage. It is through the library's calendar.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, WFPR.FM, or in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial 102.9, here in our glorious studio today with Mitzi Guzzi. Mitzi, happy Monday. How are you today?
I'm great, Steve. Happy to be here. Can't wait to talk about all the great things that are happening at the library and also make sure everyone's informed with all the changes that have come with us flipping over into the new year.
Because July is here. It's a new fiscal year.
Yeah.
Where there's some budget thingies that have been happening certainly here in Franklin, but then elsewhere affecting us here in Franklin.
All ripples down from the highest to the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some of the big things to bring up would be some of our digital resources at the library.
Yes.
Are no longer available.
Yep. One I've used periodically was the link to Boston Globe. And if you didn't have a subscription, there was an access point through the library. But
beginning July 1st, Massachusetts residents no longer have access to a number of statewide research databases due to the elimination of federal funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. This is essentially the federal umbrella that helps fund and provide grants for libraries and museums, not only in Massachusetts, but across the entirety of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our chapter of that MBLC, Massachusetts Board of Library Commissioners, received funds that helped support those databases from the IMLS, Institute of Museum and Library Services. And with those funds gone, can no longer support that. And while, of course, people who love the library and our advocates have done all that we can, the current state budget is also being continued at the same dollar amount as last year, which, again, doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of services just you have to pick and choose.
Right. Yeah. So the quick discrimination point there for the listeners, there's the thing called level funding. So the same amount of funds last year are coming this year. What happens during the course of the year? Well, things increase in cost. But now if you have the same funding available, you have to pay more for that other service, but now you don't have the funding for do so, so you have to make some choices at what services you do get. As opposed to level service, whereby the level service budget, the service continues because you've got the funding appropriate to do so. That's not the case.
Exactly.
So there is a difference between level service and level funding. If you need more info, come back to me. But
so
we lose some things.
We do. They are prioritizing the Commonwealth catalog, so the interlibrary loan throughout the entire state, and also the availability of different ebooks and those resources. Many of the databases that you would be looking for, you can still access as a Massachusetts resident through the Boston Public Library. You can get a Boston Public Library e-card as a resident of Massachusetts. The Boston Public Library is our state library, in effect. And if you need any help doing that or figuring out what resources are available, please come by the library whenever we're open. We're happy to help you.
Mm-hmm.
On the note of when we're open,
that's one of the other changes that normally happens in summer anytime, anyway. You're not open on Sundays, but when school opens in September, the library does not reopen in September. It's closed on every Sunday.
Yes. So Sunday hours are in effect done until further notice.
And that's a Franklin budget situation as opposed to the first one was federal budget affecting state funding. This is Franklin budget.
Exactly. Exactly.
Still need money, still need green, and there's not enough.
Never enough. Never enough to go around. Everything becomes more expensive just as you go.
Yep.
But that pretty much is, I think, the major points. A lot of our programming is, we're scaling back a little bit, the library. Our chunk to help maintain a balanced budget for Franklin is we're doing our best to retool to be able to provide the exemplary services that we're known for within the new constraints that we have.
Right. And then that'll be a budget discussion, budget decision for the next budget cycle.
Exactly.
Which it always is every year, and some people pay attention more than others. And if it affects us, then we should pay attention.
Well, this year also, we're going to have to contend with whatever federal cuts are coming down the line, which then will affect the state government, right, which then filters down into the municipal.
Yeah. So, as a macro level, federal funding accounts for about 25% of the total state budget. So there will be some impact, maybe not necessarily in library services, but there will be some impact to the state.
Yes.
With 25%. If anybody wants to lose 25% of the dollar, what are you going to do?
It is a interesting time to be in, especially when in public service and in a role that is specifically there to try and support and inform everyone.
Mm-hmm. With equality.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enough with the dire.
Okay.
let's bring it up. It's summer. We've got a whole month worth of summer activities before school starts. So let's get the fun.
So what is happening in August other than it may be hot? But the library will also put in the plug. It's generally a cooling site. So you can go there and cool off on those hot days.
Exactly. Exactly. Air conditioning is a wonderful thing. If you're having a hot day and need to cool off, please do come by the library. We usually have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
For our kiddos and families, starting at the beginning of August, so August 1st, we will have a visit from the Whalemobile. This is great for kids grade kindergarten through sixth, where you'll see a life-sized inflatable humpback whale where 20 participants at a time will be invited in to learn about how... Inside the whale.
It's that big?
It is that big. Now, this will go into teeth, bones, baleen, how the humpback whale really works and what its journey through our oceans is like. It is really cool. I remember the first time I got to sit in on it, which it was very, very fun and interesting. I highly recommend it. It is super fun. Although, with this event, we usually do have a fairly good turnout.
Sure.
So, since it's 20 participants at a time,
It'll take some time.
Please be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And in the interim, while you're waiting, there's always toys in the kids' room. And, you know, just in general, have an idea of something to entertain littles along the way.
In the meantime.
Yeah.
Because I did happen to go by and... It is humongous.
It is.
It filled great. Up that big activity room.
It is. It's awesome. I love it. That will be Friday, August 1st, starting at 1 o'clock p.m.
Okay. For 2 hours?
Usually around there.
Yeah.
Double check with the library. You can always find our contact information on our website, on the town page. Don't ask on Facebook or social media. we generally are not monitoring it that closely for those questions. You will have much better luck either emailing the library directly or giving us a phone call.
Right. Yep. And we generally, in advance of the month, we'll share out the newsletter, the press release. Each day the calendar comes out on franklin.news, so you can see what's going on. And then you could always go to the individual page as needed for the details, especially if there's a registration required.
Yes, all registration is done through the library's calendar, which is not the same as the town calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see an event on the town calendar that you want to know more about, there will be details there, but much of what you need to do for registration or other information might not be there.
Right.
Now, the day after, so we go straight from Friday to Saturday, August 2nd. In the morning at 10:30 a.m., we have Toe Jam Puppet Band, a perennial favorite of fun and hilarious songs. Then on Monday, August 4th at 4 p.m., we'll have Music in the Blissful with high-energy music for children to dance and sing along. Then on Wednesday, August 6th at 10:30 a.m., we have Fairy Tale Fun, which is our normal royal visit from a special princess.
A royal princess.
Exactly. For singing, dancing, some interactive storytelling, and photo opportunities.
Aha.
Now, if anyone wants a clue as to who this princess might be, it is summer, and the best place to go during the summer is the beach, which is close to being under the sea, as it were.
As it were.
Okay.
Without getting too wet with the hints there. You should be able to follow along.
Then on Monday, August 11th at 4 o'clock p.m., we have Mr. Vinny coming by for his giant bubbles.
Yes, bubbles!
Oh, it's such a good time. Then on Wednesday, August 13th at 10:30 a.m., we have Ed Popularzik for his one-of-a-kind magic show. Then on Friday, August 15th at 1 o'clock p.m., Rainforest Reptiles.
Ooh.
This one is always a favorite as they are showing off different alligators, turtles, snakes, and more. This will have live animals. So that is always, it's really fun. It's awesome.
Yeah. There might be a little bit of a lineup in order to participate more closely, but be patient. They're going to be there. They're not going away right away.
Exactly. Everyone will get a turn. That's never been an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we continue on to Saturday, August 16th at 10:30 a.m. We have another visit from the Poop Museum. Yes, where we will have a wonderful, unique presentation about the poop of the world, because there's a lot we can learn from going to the bathroom.
You know, there are opportunities everywhere you turn, even when you go to the bathroom.
Then on Wednesday, August 20th at 10:30 a.m., we have Pumpernickel Puppets for their lovely, lovely show with a colorful cast of puppet characters, live voices, and sound effects.
Mm.
And then we'll be rounding out August on the 27th at 10:30 a.m. That's a Wednesday, for Parody Playhouse, which is a special spin on favorite musical hits where they pick popular songs from a range of artists and shake the lyrics up a bit in order to make them a little more fun, maybe kid-friendly as
hence
well.
Parody.
Exactly.
Yes.
There are tons of themes for shapes, colors, emotions, animals, and even other social emotional learning themes.
Ah.
So it's a really fun time.
Yes.
There's a lot of energy involved.
Yep. That'll be a good last of the month before school begins next week.
Yep. So that's everything for our, those are, well, I shouldn't say everything. That's all of our big hitting special events that don't happen every single week going on in August for our around zero through like fifth grade range of kiddos.
Right.
Then we take a look at our teens. For our teens, we have a registration event on Mondays, and this is from a 2-hour, 2-to-4 event called Into the Dungeon. Now, Into the Dungeon is a kind of one-shot adventure where we will be taking our kiddos and giving them a chance to explore a world out of some of their favorite books. So in July, we explored the deserts out of the very popular Dragon series, Wings of Fire.
Okay.
Where our kiddos got to be Sandwing Drakes and save a certain oasis that plays a very, very pivotal role during the actual book series.
Oh, my.
Then we are engrossed in a adventure in the wilderness as we survive, a la the I Survived series or Hatchet.
Okay.
And then in August, we will be going into a much more in our summer reading vein theme of escaping the game, a Minecraft adventure.
Oh.
So our players will get the chance to become Minecraft characters and make choices and perform different feats in order to survive through and escape the game.
Escape the game. So you can level up your skills.
Exactly.
Via reading and the game.
Essentially. Now, this is very, it's akin to Dungeons and Dragons, but it's much less restrictive. We're using a different role-playing system that is much more based on improvisational skill. So
yes, it's, and
exactly, it is very much a yes and system. And there will be two events during August. So we'll be doing the same story twice. Please only register for one event.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then we have the continuation of Game Bites Overdrive. Now, Game Bites is a thing that we do over the school year. It's a weekly drop-in, just come out, hang out, play games, talk games, and just, you know, find your tribe, essentially.
Right.
And this, for the summer, we've been meeting on Wednesdays from 3:30 to 5:30. To do just that, we've taken over the big program room. We've got games going up on the big screen. We've been playing Mario Kart, Mario Party, and things like that. We've just been introducing retro systems, talking about our favorite games, trying new things, meeting new people, and just in general having fun together in the same room together.
Sure. Sounds good.
We also have our service squad, which is on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. Kids looking to get a head start on their service hours.
Okay.
And help the youth services department to strategize and prepare for crafts, activities, story times, and different events.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we have our Pixel Pals, which is on in August. It'll be Thursday, August 28th at 4 o'clock p.m. This is a book club, essentially, for teenagers and preteens that love graphic novels.
Ah, yes.
So we'll be talking graphic novels, anime, manga.
There's a few iterations or slices within that realm.
Exactly. We'll be looking at drawing, favorites, what's coming up, and, again, finding our people.
Mm-hmm.
And talking those things out. Those are the different special events that we have for teens. So that would be probably around grades like fourth through high school kind of deal.
Okay. That's a range.
Yes, yep. It's a very much a range. Then we come to the special events for the adults.
The grown-ups.
Yes. Now, the first event is Saturday, August 9th at 1 o'clock p.m. We have our painting for adults. Registration's required.
Right.
And with this one, it'll be a step-by-step painting of summer citrus fruits.
Citrus fruits.
Yes.
Yes. Summertime.
All materials are provided. It's a wonderful time. It does fill up very quickly. So
register early.
Register early. If when this goes out, registration might already be open. But if it's not open yet, set an alarm because people will literally sign up for this the minute it opens.
Sure.
We also have two training opportunities if you're interested in becoming a tutor for our English as a Second Language program.
English is the second language, yes. That's a good program to help others navigate the challenges of talking English.
Exactly. So we have two tutor trainings coming up in August. One will be on a Saturday, August 2nd at 2 o'clock p.m. The other is on a Tuesday, August 12th at 6:30 p.m. There is registration for it, but it's an unlimited number of registrants. So it's just to let us know that you're coming.
Right. So you'll have an idea as to how many people are going to be expected and then can wait appropriately or just start once that number's there.
Exactly. So this is a great place to kind of kickstart your ability to become a tutor, and then you'll be matched with an English as a second language learner. It is a great way to give back to your community.
Sure.
And a great way to help bring some of our immigrant population more into the American experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that is part of what being American is
right.
We are a melting pot. And so we're not going to have those deep cultural connections unless we extend the hand out.
Mm-hmm. And having done this a bit ago, it's really a two-way street because you get to learn from their side of some of their things that they do as well. So, yeah, it's a win-win from that perspective.
It really is. It is such a wonderful program. It's a great experience for both sides, both the learner and the teacher. My educational philosophy is that teachers learn just as much from their students as students learn from their teachers.
Yes. Yep. If not more so, because then you have to be prepared and you do that much more in order to share what you've just learned that they need to learn. So
yep.
Never mind getting challenged by, well, why don't you do this instead?
Exactly. You always have to keep reevaluating your worldview, which is a very, very useful skill, especially in how fast information changes today.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
After that, on Thursday, August 21st at 6:30 p.m., we have a Maker Moment intro to crochet. So I know that we have a lot of people that are more interested in crochet, knitting, sewing. Mm-hmm. A lot of these very... what is the word I'm looking for?
Fiber arts,
but those useful hobbies.
Oh, yeah. Practical.
Practical hobbies.
Yeah.
Is on the rise. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be going over some of the basics of crochet, how to start a project, some of the terminology, and you'll be walking away with a pattern to begin with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We will have crochet hooks there. We will be providing yarn at the program. Although, once you leave, you'll have to find your own yarn from there.
Mm-hmm.
There'll also be some points on what yarns work best for a beginner.
Sure.
Because certain fibers are not great if you're just starting out. You tend to get lost in what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have those tips and tricks to kind
tips
of make the transition into this craft and hobby a little bit easier.
Right. And I think, dude, also a good segue, there's also a knitting group that meets on Fridays at 10. While that's a knitting group, they do other fiber thingies.
Yes.
So
it really should be a fiber arts group right. at this point.
Right.
They are a wonderful group of people. I think they're up to around like 12 or so people per week at this point on a regular basis.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a great way to learn other it's a great way to learn from other makers,
mm-hmm.
meet other makers, and just have a space to kind of decompress with them.
Sure.
And then the last like individual event that is just specifically for adults, because we still have a whole other section that is for all ages. Everyone's welcome.
Right.
So just for adults, we also have our nonfiction book club, Junto.
Junto.
Yes.
On Thursdays.
On Thursdays, August 28th at 6:30 p.m. The book for August is The Art Thief. And so the general gist of the Junto is to read a nonfiction book,
mm-hmm.
come together, discuss the book, but also discuss how we can take what we've learned from this book and apply it to the things that are going on in town, the things that are going on in our nation, the things mm-hmm. that are going on in our lives.
Right.
And not it's a way to take nonfiction material and discuss with others on how to apply it, how to share it, how
sure.
to use it to make the world a better place, mm-hmm. which was the point of the Junto that Benjamin Franklin started in Philadelphia all those years ago.
Good old Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yep. Keeping his memory alive, the spirit at least alive.
Yes.
Yep. Around books.
The spirit of mutual improvement through education.
Mm-hmm.
And now we come to the all ages. This is the big part of the list, because most of our programs are for everyone to come together and enjoy.
Especially in summertime.
Especially. So we've had this ongoing series over the summer called On Tuesdays at 4 o'clock p.m. called The Summer Skill Up. It's geared mostly towards kids, but also adults are fully welcome to participate. And this is a place to come and try a new skill and learn something every week. So in August 5th, we have a code along. August 12th, we'll be doing woven bracelets, very much like friendship bracelets, that
okay.
sort of deal.
Yep.
August 19th, we'll be running a Sphero mini golf course.
Oh.
For those who don't know, Sphero is a little round robot that you can program to go in different directions. So the goal is to look at the course that you have set down and to program the Sphero to run the course properly.
Without bumping into and then
yep,
coming into
without
a dead
going
edge.
Off course, etc.
Ooh.
We will have in July, it's coming up, so it hasn't happened yet, but it's happening very soon. We will have an intro to Sphero
okay.
for those who are interested.
So teaser alert.
Yeah, that's going to be going on this month in July. And then coming up, we'll have the actual, like, almost test of,
mm-hmm.
test your skills.
How well did you learn?
Yep. And then yes. at the end of August, we'll be doing a crochet session to learn about crocheting in the round. So starting up what's referred to as a magic circle.
Okay.
And being able to, this is a crucial skill for being able to make most of the stuffed animals in crochet.
Okay.
I should reiterate, that's Tuesdays, 4 o'clock p.m. Check the calendar. Most of them don't require registration.
Right. Something different each Tuesday.
Exactly. And this is for all ages. So if you're interested, show up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a spot for you. We also have our summer concert series that's been going on Wednesdays.
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock, yes.
On the patio.
Yep. If it's too hot on the patio, we have brought it into the...
There have been a few rather humid days.
Yes. So August 6th, we have the Moonbellies. August 13th, we have Jamie Barrett. And August 20th, we have Sharks Come A-Cruisin'.
Sharks Come A-Cruisin'. That's a group?
Yep. Yep. They. I'm actually really looking forward to them. They should be... they're very different and very... I'm looking forward to it.
The name itself implies a difference. I mean, how does a shark play a guitar? Or what instrument do they play?
Now, in August, we'll have a continuation of a program we've been running on Fridays, which is the Library Lawn Games. So in August, it'll be August 8th and 22nd at 2 o'clock p.m. So before you go out to the Common to enjoy the concerts, etc., you can come and entertain yourself, play some lawn games.
Lawn games.
So we've got some giant board games. We've got some giant dice sets. We've got the, you know, big cloth chess checkers board to play with.
Yes.
We've got my favorite so far is the Hungry Hungry Hippos. We have a like giant size Hungry Hungry Hippos. It's amazingly fun to watch. And also the giant Uno deck. Like, it's an Uno deck that's larger than most cell phones.
Oh, my.
Okay. It is very fun. Yes. It is very fun.
Sounds cool.
And then we also have on Thursday, August 7th at 4 o'clock p.m., this one is registration required. We have a continuation of our Science Chefs series where we'll be making marshmallow slime.
Marshmallow slime.
Yes.
Ooh.
So Science Chefs is the intersection of food and science.
Of course.
Where we make edible treats that also teach us some sort of scientific information.
Right.
So with slime, we're always talking about non-Newtonian fluids. Mm-hmm. We're talking about I'm completely blanking on the word, but if you come to Science Chefs, you'll find out because I will have my reference sheet in front of me. But with slime, mostly it's something that you can't eat, right?
True.
It's glue and borax.
Not edible.
Exactly. This is marshmallow fluff and...
you can eat.
Yes.
Oh!
So it's edible slime. So you get the stretchy and the clay consistency, and you get to bite into something sweet.
Ah.
And then on Saturday, August 16th at 3 o'clock p.m., we have a concert from Don White, a musician and a comedian that, honestly, I'm very much looking forward to. He's been performing for 30 years plus. He's released 9 CDs.
He's appeared at the Circle of Friends, I think, if it's the Don White I'm thinking of.
He probably has.
Yeah.
It is very much going to be a concert both of laughter, but also mm-hmm. a little bit of like heart and introspection.
Sure.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
No registration required.
Nope.
Free and open to the public. So
concert.
Just come enjoy the music. Then on Monday, August 18th, from 3 to 6 p.m., mobile mini golf will be in the library.
Mini golf.
So the entire library will be turned into a mini golf course.
Get your putting practice in.
Yep. Then on near the end of the summer, starting in August 27th, we're going to be starting a community song circle with our favorite local musician, Jamie Barrett, to kind of get together, sing, and just be a part of a community in music.
Close out the summer.
Exactly. And it plans to continue into September. And that will be running Wednesdays at 6:45 p.m.
Oh, so kind of after the concert.
Exactly.
Ah.
Exactly.
Sounds good.
And then we, of course, have our summer reading wrap-up celebration on Saturday, August 30th at 10:30 a.m.
Reading wrap-up.
Yep. We'll have all of our normal events and different stations and also our raffle prizes for
yes.
the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm. So if you've registered, got your summer reading packet. Yay, I did once upon a time. Mm-hmm. Now it'll have to go in through and check off. I did these books.
And if it was once upon a time, Steve, you should check again because we have one for adults.
I did get the adult one.
Yes! Yes.
Yes.
It's very fun. I love that we have not only something for summer reading to encourage and to kind of give an incentive because mm-hmm. adults, they're very busy.
Right.
They don't necessarily have a lot of time to sit down with a book and enjoy.
Right.
So having that incentive, mm-hmm. I think, just makes it better for everyone, not just the kids, not just the teens, but also to get the adults in on the party.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. I don't watch much TV, so I do a lot of reading for a variety of reasons, and summertime is a good time to also do some fun reading. So I've been varying my reading and also using interlibrary loan because it's the books that are available that way. So
It's always good.
Yep.
And for those interested, the library book sale are on August 15th and 16th.
The normal Friday afternoon, 1 to 5, I think. Saturday morning, 9 to 12. And then Saturday afternoon, the bag sale. Books by the bag.
From 1 to 4.
1 to 4. Yep.
You got it,
See?
Steve.
We've done this a few times.
We have.
I'll continue to let you do this, but we have done this a few times.
Yes. And one thing I really want to highlight is that all of our programs are free of cost and open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen a rise in phishing schemes.
Spammy type stuff. Nefarious folks trying to do some registrations instead of you.
Some people saying that, you know, hey, if you want to sign up for this event on our Facebook posts and such.
Uh-oh.
We try to catch it as fast as we can, but we don't have a great way to eliminate the problem entirely. So
you're doing other library things.
If you see posts where people are saying, hey, if you're a vendor and want to be at this event, or if you see posts saying, if you want to register, we have spots open, they're not associated with the library. If you see something on our Facebook page, Twitter page, or Instagram that doesn't say, as the user, Franklin Public Library, it is not from the library and should be avoided, ignored, reported as a fraud or scam.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to get rid of it for the longest time, and it's starting to become an actual issue where some of our users have interacted with these people.
Ouch.
And it's, we just want to reiterate, our programs are free and open to the public. If there is registration, it is through the library's webpage. It is through the library's calendar.
Right. It's on the town page, but it's specifically within the library section of that.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So social media is not the place to get anything besides the basic information.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, please talk to us directly.
Yep, for sure. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Forewarned is forearmed.
Exactly. Hate to kind of be the downer at the very end, but I just really, I hate to see people
get caught in something
exactly.
they shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's so many disingenuous things out there. And honestly, it's not that there's more disingenuous people. It's just that there's more access.
Right. It's just too easy.
Yeah. Yep.
But with all the good that is happening in August, go to the library. Go to the library site to catch some updates. Certainly Franklin.news will have some trusted sources to give you as well. But have fun during August.
Exactly. It's the last dash before we get back into the school season. I saw my first back-to-school ad for Staples.
Already?
And, yeah, I'm like, it's not even August yet. These poor kiddos.
That means Halloween thingies are going to be coming around the corner.
I know.
Ouch. Oh, well.
At least we can look forward to pumpkin spice everything.
This is true. For those who absolutely adore and live for pumpkin spice. Well, thank you again for taking time to share all the goodness for all. It's happening in August.
Yep.
It's a full month as usual.
Yep. And we'll be having a grand old time at the library. There's always something happening. Mm-hmm. There's always something to do, whether it's a just cool spot to hang out mm-hmm. or one of our amazing programs or performers.
Indeed. Good, good, good. Well, thank you again. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. Spread the news. And we do this as a quick reminder because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.